Recently, a group of four talented Irish musicians joined me in NPR's Performance Studio 4A.
Just let us know when you're ready.
I'll just introduce it with the...
By lonely prison walls.
This all-male quartet call themselves the High Kings. Their name comes from the rulers of Ireland in centuries past, but these guys definitely live in the present.
We're a band of brothers.
We swap shirts, but their shirts only go, apart from Finbar's, only go up to my kind of sort of top of my belly, my Guinness belly.
The High Kings range in size from tall and stocky to small and thin, and they all had a mischievous look in their eyes, even getting sound levels at their microphones turned into a bit of malarkey.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pretzel pizzas.
Brian has a dirty version of that. Definitely not going to say
not
that one.
Yeah, all mics are open. All mics are open. The High Kings are on their first tour of the United States. Their fan base worldwide spans generations. Grandparents, parents, and children can always be found at their concerts. They had flown in especially to perform for us in Studio 4A. I'll let them introduce themselves.
My name is Martin Fury. Hello.
I'm Brian Dunphy from Dublin.
I'm Darren Holden from Kilkenny.
And I'm Finbar Clancy from Carrick and Shore, County Tipperary.
Now, who'd like to take the role of spokesperson?
Everyone.
Everyone. All right. How did this group originate? Where'd the idea come from?
You know, the High Kings disbanded, for want of a better word, so long ago in history that nobody really knows where the royal blood lies in Ireland, you know, or who's the royal families. So we just thought everyone in Ireland can claim to be royalty, you know, a High King. So we thought we'd choose that name.
And how did the group get formed, Martin?
We all were aware of each other for many, many years, performing different venues and concerts around Ireland. And every time we would kind of cross paths, we would always say we should, you know, get together and form a group. We just all agreed that it was definitely something we needed to pursue, and we're very thankful that we did.
Now you're going to do a song called Jimmy Murphy. Does someone want to tell me about the song before you sing it?
Yes, the song set in Kilkenny. I know it's... fun little story about a man called Jimmy Murphy. Martin's going to start us off there. I'll give you the note.
Thank you.
It was in Kilkenny the great row was making, when poor little Jimmy Murphy was the last to be taken.
We're far from the last road, from the east to Downpatrick, where lies poor little Jimmy Murphy on the sweet green mossy bank, skinny milling, kill him a joe, whiskey frisky, tooraloo. Rank a diddle I do, ding doodle I do.
We marched through the town and we marched through the city, with our hands tied behind us and the ladies cried pity.
We're far from the last road, from the east to Downpatrick, where lies poor little Jimmy Murphy on the sweet green mossy bank, skin him a link, kill him a joe, whiskey frisky, tooraloo. Rank a diddle I do, ding doodle I do.
Now Jimmy Murphy wasn't hanged for ship stealing, but for court and a pretty maid, and her name was Kate Whalen.
We're far from the last road, from the east to Downpatrick, where lies poor little Jimmy Murphy on the sweet green mossy bank, skin him a link, kill him a joe, whiskey frisky, tooraloo, deal him die, yarn a pole, gishka fishka, sheen in the mo, calendar, skip them die, alaka balaka tonic, who? Rank a diddle I do, ding doodle I do.
Jimmy Murphy performed by the High Kings here in NPR's Studio 4A. Those harmonies are so tight. Really tight.
Thank you.
Beautiful,
thank you.
Beautiful stuff. Finbar, Clancy.
Yes.
What would your career be, do you think, if you weren't singing?
I'd probably be a plumber.
The waterworks.
He's good at water.
Water and pipes.
No, I'm an electrician by trade myself. My mother was
very practical. And she said, you know, if you don't become an international superstar in music, it's good to have a little background in something. You know? So,
but I want to go to Martin Fury. Sorry. I mean, I understand that your background goes back 200 years. In music.
Yeah, it's basically my family is an Irish gypsy family, traveling family. And we've always made our living playing music and just travelling around the highways and byways of Europe and Ireland over the centuries, and always with fiddle and mayhem in tow. But my father wanted me to be an airline pilot and a barrister in case he got into a fight when he was drunk on an airplane. I could do maybe fly him home and actually represent him.
And in court. The next song you're going to do for us is... you know, fairly contemporary. I don't think it's something people expect. It's called From Galway to Graceland. Now, I have to assume that Elvis has something to do with this song.
Darren? He certainly does. It's all about a woman in Ireland who really wants to go and meet Elvis Presley. So she just decides one night that she's just going to leave her husband and kids and she's going to make it happen no matter what.
It's a true story as well.
This apparently is a true story, yes.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, let's hear it. Galway to Graceland.
Okay. Oh, she dressed in the dark and she whispered amen. She was pretty in pink like a young girl again. 20 years married and she never thought twice. She slipped out of the back door and into the night. And silver wings carried her over the sea. From the west coast of Ireland to West Tennessee. To be with her sweetheart, she'd left everything. She went from Galway to Graceland to be with the king. She was humming Suspicion, the song she loved best. She had Elvis, I Love You tattooed on her breast. When they landed in Memphis, her heart beat so fast. She had dreamed for so long now she'd see him at last. And she knelt by his graveside day after day. And come closing time, they would pull her away. To be with her sweetheart, she left everything. She went from Galway to Graceland to be with the king. In their thousands they came from the whole human race. Just to pay their respects at his last resting place. But blindly she knelt there, and she told him her dreams. And she thought that he answered her, or that's how it seemed. And when they dragged her away, it was handcuffs this time. She said, my dear man, are you out of your mind? Don't you know that we're married? See him wearing his ring. I've come from Galway to Graceland to be with the king. I've come from Galway to Graceland to be with the king.
Galway to Graceland, performed by the High Kings in Studio 4A. Any of you ever been to Graceland?
I've been there
Darren,
seven times. Yeah.
Seven
yeah,
times?
Yeah, and I'd go again in a heartbeat, absolutely.
What's the attraction for you?
I don't know. It's just a sense of calm and peace whenever I go there. I just go there and lean over the wall and just look in and kind of, you know, wonder about all the stuff that went on back there. And I always get sort of a little sad as well that he's not still around to enjoy it now, you know.
Mm-hmm. What are your live shows like? I've seen the DVD, and it seems like you shouldn't plan on attending a High Kings concert without being ready to sing along, clap, or dance.
Sing, yeah.
That's absolutely. Exactly that.
Yeah.
All three, I guess. Just come along, bring a lot of energy with you. There's a lot of audience participation in this show, and we want to remember every single show on this tour. We want the audience to go home and, you know, have it live long in their memory too.
There's a great spirit to these songs, and it's a great rhythm, and it's full of life. And it's just very enjoyable for all generations.
It's a rousing night. And it's just four guys up there doing their thing. We've also got a six-piece band with us as well. It's going to be a great night.
You're going to leave us with a song that I think a lot of people know. And I'd like to invite the radio audience to just, you know, join right in. We can't hear you, but we know you're there. And this is a song called Wild Rover.
And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. No, never, no more. I've been a wild rover for many's a year, and I spent all me money on whiskey and beer. And now I'm returning with gold and great store, and I never will play the wild rover no more. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. No, never, no more. I went into an alehouse I used to frequent, and I told the landlady my money was spent. I asked her for credit, she answered me nay. Such a custom as yours I could have any day. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. No, never.
That's the High Kings, Martin Currie, Brian Dunphy, Darren Holden, and Finbar Clancy singing in NPR Studio 4A. They're currently on a U.S. tour, and their CD, The High Kings, is on the EMI label. The quartet recorded a fourth song exclusively for Weekend Edition, and you can hear it online. Go to the music page at npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.
No, never, no more. I'll go home to my parents, confess what I've done, and I'll ask them to pardon their prodigal son. And if they caress me as oft times before, sure I never will play the wild rover no more. And it's no.
Our feature, What's in a Song, never, is produced with support from the Paul G. Allen
no,
Family
never,
Foundation.
No more will I play the wild rover. No, never, no more.
Last time.
And it's no, nay, never.
Up.
No, nay, never, no more.